You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Well, we had a bit of a lackluster trading session for most of the day, quite a bit of lethargy, as it were, on the JSE until the end of the session when we saw the All Share Index creeping past 71,000 points and the Rand also taking a bit of a hit. So here to explain the market's moves for us today is Chantal Marx, Head of Research at F&B Wealth and Investments. So Chantal, always a pleasure. What was it that pushed the All Share above 71,000 towards the end of the session, in your view?
Good evening, Fifi. When I just looked at my market screen just after the close, you couldn't actually believe that the market ended up positive, because most of the sectors were actually down, except for resources and except for the top 40. Now, within the top 40, we have loads of Rand hedges. And of course, a weaker Rand is very good for Rand hedge counters. So we found some support there. And then within the resources sector, some of the large heavyweight miners did very well, as iron ore prices staged a bit of a rebound after several weeks of weakness. And we also had Sasol up heavily, 6.9% yesterday, as the oil price continued to increase.
Yeah, and so now I'm reading a headline that the world's biggest oil consumers, in the form of the US, is it Japan, South Korea, a few other European countries, are now getting ready to release their strategic reserves in the hopes of taming what has been quite a strong oil price over the years, and also kind of a major attack on the oil cartel, the legal one. OPEC, just your views on what some of the major oil consumers are doing by trying to stabilize the price.
Yeah, it's all very strange. And I actually thought that the reaction of the oil price was particularly bizarre, because if these guys are going to be releasing oil reserves, it means that there'll be more available in the market, which should intuitively result in a reduction in the oil price, or kind of a relief of that pressure. But I think that the market is thinking that that is too little to actually move the needle in terms of what is required for the oil market to go back into a situation where investors and users are comfortable that the supply is adequate to meet a growing demand as economies continue to recover and people start moving around again, if lockdowns are again lifted over in Europe. So I think that it's a fine balance at this point, but I think the market's not buying that this release of reserves is going to make a difference anytime soon.
Yeah. Okay, so it's China, Japan, India, South Korea, as well as the UK who are coordinating those attempts. We'll wait to see if it eventually does make a difference. But talking about lockdowns and COVID-19, so our major insurers have given us an update on how things are going in their companies. Both talking about larger than expected claims around death. And I imagine they're related to COVID-19 or even specifically refer to COVID-19. And nonetheless, just your take on investing in the sector right now, based on the reports that did come out from Old Mutual and Momentum.
So I think you need to pick your horse when you're looking at the sector right now, because you have this situation where there's still a lot of uncertainty, particularly around mortality going forward. And I mean, that's just a fancy way of saying we don't know how many more people are going to die from COVID-19. And as a result, this will put pressure on the life insurers. What we can say, though, is that some of these guys have really started making a change in terms of the kind of business that they're writing. So if you are writing business, you want to write business at a decent margin, which means that the business will contribute well and properly to your bottom line. What we saw a few years ago was that it was so competitive that these margins were very, very thin. So if anything went wrong and any calculation or actuarial assumption wasn't on point, these guys were recording losses. Now, we saw Old Mutual and Momentum today, and Momentum is slowly moving in the right direction, but what we call new business margins, so the margins on new business, are still very, very low. Old Mutual, on the other hand, is actually starting to look quite solid. And of course, the leader in that space remains the likes of a Sanlam.
All right. And then a company or a sector that emerged as a winner as a result of the lockdowns and the pandemic, the fund managers. And we had results out of Coronation Fund Managers. And I don't know if the growth in the assets under management means that your job is safe for now, Chantal, given that so many people are still finding value in solid investment advice as opposed to the DIY platforms and robo-advice.
Yeah, so I think that people are kind of they tend to overestimate their own abilities somewhat, and or they just decide that, you know what, I want to kind of go at it alone, but I'm only going to allocate a portion of my savings towards going at it alone and going for kind of the buying stonks and mean stocks and looking for the next opportunity. Ultimately, when you are talking about retirement savings, when you're talking about kind of longer term savings, it just makes sense to go with a name that you trust, a name that you know, and a company like Coronation that's absolutely proven itself year after year after year. The cool thing about this result was that that they're also quite positive that there's still value to be seen in the South African market. So perhaps even for investors who have their unit trusts or their long-term investors and the guys who are playing the stock market, there's still something out there for everyone.
I also saw, though, there are red flags around the number of outflows. It's around 5% or so of their assets under management. And the company pointing to that potentially as being something that the industry needs to be on the lookout for as the economy continues to, you know, be under this pressure and people continue to lose their income or a portion of their income. To what degree is this worrying for you?
So we've seen outflows from some of these larger managers for quite some time. I think that a lot of it has been funds going offshore specifically, perhaps even directly offshore. There's also been institutional flows specifically moving away from some of the bigger names to perhaps more niche boutique investment firms. This is very specific in terms of what they're saying, that they're actually seeing people starting to take out their money out of the market in order to supplement their living expenses. And that certainly is something that we need to be concerned about. I think it's a trend worth watching because we wouldn't want that to be a long-term thing, but it could have been a situation where you do have people who have been hard hit by COVID-19 and the impact on their business specifically, having taken out funds, but perhaps are back on target again to start saving sometime soon.
So when a reputable fund manager like Coronation makes a move by either buying or selling shares on the market, you pay attention. And what caught my attention today is they're reducing their exposure in Distell. How are you interpreting that?
Yeah, that was actually quite interesting. So, I mean, I think that I'm not sure if it has anything to do with rebalancing, but I mean, I would think that it's quite counterintuitive because you do have the 180 rand that will be accruing to you, and the share is trading below that level currently. So I don't know what to make of it. I think it could be a function of rebalancing, but who knows? Maybe they know something we don't.
That was my question exactly. But Chantal, thanks much for your time as always. We'll leave it there. Chantal Marx, the head of research at FNB Wealth and Management.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.